We just had a lot of women's marches. And while they're an important and valuable event, they're not without their problems. Emily Ladau wrote on The Establishment last year about the same old broken record of forgetting that disability rights are rights and that disabled people are more than care recipients. Before the 2017 march, Janet Langhart Cohen wrote a Washington Post article. She cautioned white women who feel alienated and fussy with hurt feelings when black women assert their need to have racism dismantled. She wrote, quote, "The march is not about feelings, it's about rights," end quote. And it's crucial to pay attention to the fact that the people most in danger, most harmed, most attacked by Trump's administration are the ones repeatedly silenced before and at the marches. Jordan Valerie Allen wrote, quote, "Regardless of the intentions of the organizers, the march was co-opted by cisgender white women who had no interest in including and centering the marginalized women, disabled women, sex workers, transgender women, black women, indigenous women, etc., who had been doing the work far before Donald Trump entered the Oval Office." End quote. This year, the Fayetteville, Arkansas Women's March had only one invited speaker who was white, instead favoring people of color and indigenous women. The white woman, Caitlin Wood, spoke about ableism and disability justice. There's a picture in the Post of Caitlin, a white woman in a bright red dress, fuzzy coat, and striped stockings. She sits in a power wheelchair and addresses a crowd. Behind her stand and sit people of various ages, ethnicities, and genders, holding Fayetteville Women's March signs. This podcast episode is a recording of her speech and a short chat with me about the event. There's a link in the blog post to the transcript for Pigeonhole episode number 2. Music in the episode are Untouched and clips by Ketza.